Oh, it means a terrible lot. It's a great honour for me to be the Cahir of the Inishowen area here. It's a great honour not just for me and my family as well, and I want to thank the members for putting their confidence in me and hope that I do my very best for them and for the people that we represent here in Inishowen over the next 12 months. There's an awful lot of work has been done, and there's an awful lot of work more to be done. So I will be doing the very best I possibly can to do that over the next 12 months.
And what would you say is your priority for the year ahead?
Well, there's quite a number of things that I listed there. I mean, the things that are important, obviously, this time of the year anyways, was all times of the year, really, in Inishowen here, is the our tourism trade, our tourism industry. And this is why it was so important that we cleared up the situation that we had in terms of our ferries. We never knew whether they were running or they weren't running, you know, and now there's money put in the budget every year to ensure that we know that the service is running from year to year, and that's extremely important. And, of course, there's other things there as well, but really the big thing, really, that hit this peninsula extremely hard, and we're all aware of it at this stage, is the defective block crisis. That's the big one. You know, it's the biggest disaster, actually, to hit this county or this peninsula in decades, you know. And for those people, it's shame on those people who have caused this defective block crisis, how they could possibly manufacture those type of blocks and allow them to be sold. And it's a disaster. It's a terrible thing. It's so sorry. I feel terribly sorry for the people that are in that situation at the moment. As I said, they've got mortgages, 30-year mortgages, and a few years into that mortgage, they've suddenly discovered that their house has got defective blocks, and it's a terrible way to be left. And it's something that the Donegal County Council, and I must congratulate them, has done over the last number of years, doing their very, very best to help the people out there. And what we have to remember as well, those people that are working in the offices in Lifford have the same problem themselves. They go home every evening to their own house, and their house has got defective block as well, so we have to take that into consideration. It's an awful disaster. It's something that has to be addressed, and it's going to be there, unfortunately, in my opinion, for many years to come. But we as public representatives have to do the very best we possibly can for the people that we represent out there.